The murder of a well-known African-American activist in Baton Rouge left many in the capital city stunned. Sadie Roberts Joseph was best known for founding the city's African-American History Museum. Her funeral Monday capped more than a week of public mourning. WRKF's Paul Braun has the story.
In a city that's seen its fair share of murders, the tone around this murder, this case, was different. At a press conference announcing an arrest in the case, veteran law enforcement officers and prosecutors spoke personally about the woman they knew as Miss Sadie, like East Baton Rouge Parish Sheriff Sig Gautreau.
Hate tried to silence Miss Sadie, but her voice will continue to ring strong for peace and love through the countless people she touched.
The 75-year-old was found suffocated in the trunk of her car earlier this month. Authorities have said there's no evidence to suggest that her killing was motivated by her activism or her race. The suspect in the case, Ron Jermaine Bell, was a former tenant of Roberts Joseph. Police said at a press conference that he'd fallen some $1,200 behind on rent. Roberts Joseph's daughter, Angela Machen, urged the community not to let the circumstances of her mother's death overshadow her lifetime of service.
She worked so hard. She pushed. She got everything that she could out of the 75 years that she lived.
It's hard to sum up what Sadie Roberts Joseph meant to Baton Rouge and its African-American community. In the 1980s, she founded a group that brought together community leaders and law enforcement to reduce the impact of drugs and violence in the city. In 1991, she rekindled the annual celebration of Juneteenth, marking the emancipation of slaves. And a decade later, she founded the city's only African-American history museum. Sharon Weston Broom is the mayor of Baton Rouge.
There was no doubt that that museum was her passion, and she used it as a tool to unite people around history, around African-American history.
When news of Roberts Joseph's death was announced, hundreds gathered outside the museum to hold a candlelight vigil.
The celebration of Sadie Roberts Joseph, give it up!
The museum itself isn't huge. It's a small, old house just blocks away from the Mississippi River and across the street from the former police headquarters. But it became the site of festivals and marches over the years. Miss Sadie got to know a lot of the officers, gracefully turning their responses to noise complaints into lasting relationships. That stood out in a city where tensions between police and the black community are sometimes strained.
All of my police officers had a Miss Sadie story.
Baton Rouge Police Chief Murphy Paul spoke at the vigil.
What I pray is that what she stood for, the love this community had for her, let's take that energy, let it become contagious, and let's start something different here in the city of Baton Rouge.
Today, the museum that Roberts Joseph kept alive is boarded up. Officials say they're hoping to secure funding to reopen and expand, building on the legacy of a beloved matriarch of the community. In Baton Rouge, I'm Paul Braun.